I don't want to come point him out to you, but he's a tall fella. No beard, wearing a black hat.
I'll find him. Come on, Chester. Yes, sir. Are Glick and Payton town, Roble?
I ain't seen him, and I sure don't want to.
No. Now, you better keep out of sight for a while.
I aim to, Michael. Nobody in here looks like he described, Mr. Dillon.
Now, there's Kitty, let's ask her.
Maybe he's already left town looking for Dick and Tate.
We'll have to ride out after him, Chester.
Then I hope he ain't left.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Kitty.
Oh, Miss Kitty. Sit down and tell me who you're looking for. Now, how did you know we were looking for somebody? I saw how you came in.
Kitty, did you ever hear of Joe Digger?
Not until tonight, ma'am.
Oh? Think you've been talking to him?
Mm-hmm. Bill Roper brought him in. He went next door for some tobacco. He'll be back there.
Good.
I take it you know what happened.
Yeah.
And what are you doing here? Why aren't you out after Glick and Pate?
One thing at a time, I think.
Well, if you don't believe it about Joe Digger now, you will when you see him. He's got a mark around his neck like a blacksmith. It's a horrible thing, Matt, don't you mind?
Yeah, that's about the worst thing I know.
What about those 2 months? I mean, since they really didn't hang.
They came close enough to me, Kitty.
There he is. He just came in. Headed for the body, see?
Yeah. No, Chester, you stay here, huh?
All right, sir.
You, Joe Digger?
Yeah, that's me.
I hear you ran into some trouble today.
And I seen you talking to Miss Kitty.
Well, I came in here looking for you.
What for?
I'm a marshal. Oh? Somebody tries to lynch a man, I want to know about it.
It's all over, Marshal. They didn't kill nobody.
You mean you'd like for me to forget about it?
Well, nothing happened. I'm alive, ain't I?
Seems to me you take it pretty easy, Digger. An ordinary man might be kind of mad about it.
Ah, they made a mistake, Marshal. They thought they was doing right. A little rope burn ain't gonna hurt me.
Digger, don't you think you're wasting your time lying to me?
What?
I came here to tell you to leave Glick and Pate to me.
Which one you going after first, Marshal?
Why, so you can get the other one?
They don't deserve a trial.
They're going to get one. And so will you if you kill either one of them.
I've been pretty lucky so far.
Look, Digger, I know how you feel about this, but stay out of it from now on. This is my business.
And you're denying me what's mine.
And that kind of thinking is going to lead you to the end of another rope. That's not worth it.
And to me, maybe it is.
Don't be a fool. Think about it.
Okay.
Probably sunny, but...
I'll think about it. It's midnight now, and I'll think about it till tomorrow midnight. By then, you better have him in jail, Marshal.
Sure. Them or you.
I bet them Glicks ain't even home, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, there's smoke coming out of that chimney, Chester.
Mm-hmm.
Not very likely Miss Glick's going to be feeding the law today.
Mm-hmm. No, I reckon not.
All right, let's leave them here.
Hey, that horse here's got a loose shoe, ain't it, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, I'll have to fix it before we start back.
Providing Glick the lindsay tools.
You won't have much choice about it.
Did you put up a fight?
I don't know. He might. Hello, Glick.
Oh. Marshal Dillon, Chester.
Dave.
What are you doing here?
Aren't you going to ask us inside?
Well, sure. Come on in. There's a woman's done with dinner, but I'll get her to find something for you.
No, don't bother. I want to talk to you.
Oh? What about?
You and Hank Pate.
Me and Pate?
Uh-huh. We'll go pick him up when we leave here.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm taking you both to jail.
Well, wait a minute, Marshal.
Do I have to explain it to you?
It might help. You walk into a man's house and arrest him, he ought to know what it's about.
Didn't you and Pate murder a man yesterday?
What man?
Joe Digger.
Digger? I never heard of no Joe Digger.
And you shouldn't go around lynching strangers.
Oh, that's what this is all about. Oh, yeah, I seen that fella, Marshal, yeah. I was riding right by there yesterday. I seen him hanging. But I don't know who did it. Sure wasn't me and Pate.
Digger says it was.
What?
He says you and Pate lynched him.
Robo told you.
Robo cut him down. Digger's alive.
Well, what are you after us for?
Attempted murder. You're going to get at least 20 years, Glick. But it'll save your life.
What do you mean?
Digger's after you. He's going to kill you if he gets a chance, but I beat him here. Now I want to get to Pate before he does.
Pate? Pate, he's in Dodge today.
And we better get moving. You're a prisoner, Glick.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Marshal.
Keep an eye on him, Chester. I'm going to take my horse around to the barn to fix that shoe, and then we'll leave, huh?
Pate?
What happened, Chester? Where's Glick?
He ran out back.
Well, you've been hit.
He got me wrong. It was his wife, Miss Dillon. She called him from the kitchen, and he went to the door, and she flipped him a gun. He snapped off a shot at me and ran out back so I could move. She stood in the doorway so I couldn't shoot.
How's your arm? Is it broken?
No, it just tore up a little.
I better stop him before he gets on a horse.
He just stood out there in the kitchen and heard every word that was said. I never thought about bringing to help him.
The barn door's open.
Are you going to walk right up there?
No, we can't do that. Yeah, we'll wait here by the corner of the house. You get out behind that rain barrel.
Well, I sure ain't much you.
Yeah, you've seen it.
You try to stop me now, Marshal.
It's now your turn to run.
You got it?
Yeah.
You hit him right in the head, Mr. Dillon.
It ducked down. I was shooting for his middle.
How come you rode straight for him? Why didn't you go the other way?
Well, he knew our horses were out in front. He wanted to get to him before we did.
Yeah, there's one man that won't go to jail. Oh, my. Here comes his wife.
He's dead, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I had to do it.
No.
Miss Glick. Ma'am. All right, come on, Chester.
He can't go on leaving her like this.
I'm going to dig a grave for him. And we'll just have to leave her. Or Hank Pate won't go to jail either.
Oh,
I'd start you around again, Mr. Dillon.
Good.
Yeah, providing you keep it in that sling, Chester.
Oh, I will, Doc. I'll be real careful.
Is it all right, Doc?
Yes, it looks clean, Matt, but I'll change the dressing of the day for a while so I can watch it.
Did you get the horses put out, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, I took care of
them. You better start looking for Hank Pate.
Yeah, midnight, Chester. You go to bed and I'll find him, huh?
No, sir, I'm going with you. Well, I know I ain't much help, but I can look one way while you're looking the other.
Well, it's up to you.
Up to him? You know, I've heard of cases where this sort of thing was up to the doctor, not the patient.
I ain't no patient, Doc.
Oh, no? Maybe you'll begin to feel more like a patient when I give you my bill.
Bill? You're going to charge me for pouring that smelly old stuff on my arm and wrapping it up with a couple of little rags?
Chester, your bill has just gone up a dollar.
You're not, Doc. I didn't really mean that.
You better shut up and come with me, Chester. You'll be a lot safer.
Yes, I am. Sure am.
See you later, Doc.
Yes, well, the matter is there going to be a shooting?
I don't know, but you better not go to bed for a while yet.
Oh, I'll be here.
Chester?
Yes, sir.
Has your arm even hurt?
Well, sure it does. It hurts fierce. But that helps keep me awake.
I don't think it hurts at all. You'd be yelling your head off.
It does, too, hurt. You just don't realize how brave I am.
I'm trying to get you to go to bed, Chester.
Oh, yeah? Where will we look first?
All right, Texas Trail closes.
Yes, anything that already happened. Doc could have heard of it, wouldn't you have?
Yeah.
Say, maybe if we run into Gray Digger first, you ought to lock him up temporarily.
I am to.
Of course, Pate might have left town already and gone home.
Now, they told me his horse is still at the stable, Chester. I guess he's not planning to go home tonight.
He'd be disappointed if he is. That was in Texas Trail, Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Hey, look. There's Gray Digger. He just come out.
You stay here.
Yes, sir.
Digger.
You're too late, Marshal.
Did you do that shooting?
Well, I waited. I told you I would.
You waited for what?
Well, to kill Hank Pate.
What?
It's after midnight. 5 minutes or so. I just figured you wasn't going to do nothing about it.
You figured wrong. Were both those shots yours?
Sure they were. I didn't even wait for him to draw. You know, a man like that don't deserve a chance.
You should have let the law decide about that, Digger. I'd have arrested him. You're going to jail.
Right, then why hadn't you done it?
Because I was busy.
Busy doing what?
Trying to take Glick.
Trying? Where is he?
He's dead. Well, I guess I beat you to him.
You didn't beat me to Hank Pate, Marshal.
For your sake, I wish I had. All right, Digger, you're under arrest for murder.
Oh, no. Now, that ain't fair.
I warned you.
No!
Mr. Dillon, you all right? Might have been tried drawing. I couldn't see him.
I tried, Chester. Maybe I should have let him.
But then you'd have had to shoot him.
I know. And this way, like I told him, I probably just saved him for the end of another rope. Thank you.
produced and directed in Hollywood by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin, Lawrence Dobkin, Barney Phillips, and Harry Bartell. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNeil is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.